This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fighting for democracy, because democracy is precious.
I'm going to Ukraine. I've been setting my mind of why I'm going, and I know it's a just cause.
16,000 foreigners have joined in the fight on the ground in Ukraine. On Monday, the country temporarily lifted visa requirements for foreigners, making it easier for them to come in and get after it.
They're here to fight.
I have to fight. I will fight.
Ukraine's president called on foreigners to join a newly formed International Defense Legion to bolster the country's army. He hailed them all as heroes. And thousands of people from around the world have been answering that call. Some are joining Ukraine's armed forces. Others are trying to get to the battle on their own.
Okay, let's go.
Ukraine's government has actively recruited foreigners to join the fight. Over 20,000 have reportedly expressed interest, and many Americans are showing up daily, giving up everything at home in order to take on the Russians.
I feel so unhappy. I keep thinking I shall never see him again. My father is a very ordinary man. He's no criminal, thief, or member of any mafia. They have no proof. I've not done anything. That's the way it is.
افرح وانسى احزاني فيها الضحكه محسوده لعبها بكل اشجاني.
ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن. برنامج اخونا ايدي جميل جدا علشان غير المسلمين يشاهدون ما هو الاسلام وما هي تعاليم الاسلام حتى يهتدوا باذن الله الى دين الله سبحانه وتعالى. اسال الله سبحانه وتعالى الثبات والتوفيق.
Help us purchase this property to build the Deen Center. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you, brothers and sisters.
MashaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum, guys. How are you doing? We're continuing meeting some people here in Bosnia, and we're going to continue on. I just visiting someone who was a friend of the former president of the Bosnia country, Ali Izetbegović. He's a good friend of his, someone who the Grand Muftis of Bosnia would come and visit, and someone who has gone through some tribulations and tough times and has learned from many of these things, someone who has grown with age and wisdom has come. So we want to see some of his experiences, share them with you. Many of you maybe have seen him on Al Jazeera. He's been on many of the networks all over the globe, here with Abu Hamza. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, good.
Good, Sheikh. Now, can you tell us now, there was an interesting story you were sharing with us that you were working in some kind of, you were studying medicine, and you were in a situation where you saw a young girl that had been raped. And it touched your heart so much. And this is around the beginning of the time of the war. And this kind of motivated you to want to go and help the Muslim people who were being persecuted and the genocide was being done against them in the former Yugoslavia. Is that correct?
Yes. When the beginning of the war, I was in Croatia, in Rijeka, and the refugees from Bosnia come to Rijeka, and in one place, they come one father and five daughter. I think the older one have about 14 years, and she saw her mother when the Chetnik it's rabbit, and she after that have psychic problem, don't talking, don't go to WC, about 6 months don't go to the WC. After that, we trying to help her, but we cannot because we are like individual. We cannot help her. And when I saw that, I decided to come to Bosnia to help the people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, the Muslim in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
What can you, because the majority of the world they don't know, or they've forgotten. It's a forgotten history. But can you talk about the, for in a brief moment, bringing people up to speed on, is it true that this was after World War II, the one of the greatest genocide that happened was in Bosnia?
Look, the problem now, the media make this. Yes, there was genocide. You can see in Srebrenica, in Brador, in Doboj, in Sarajevo, they killed the innocent people in the beginning of the war. Yugoslavian army was the weapons, they have everything, and the people, the Muslim in Bosnia, they don't have anything. When they come to city, they kill the innocent people, the civilian people. They don't kill any soldiers because there is no soldiers in the village, no soldier in Bredor, in Kozarac, in Srebrenica. There is no any soldier. They killed the man, the old man, they killed the women, the child, and they say, we make history and we come back Bosnia to the Chetnik or to Big Serbia.
Now, nowadays, there is a lot of emphasis on this term radical Islam. They will always try to connect, you know, people saying that Islam is the cause of this. But is it true that during this genocide that people like Milosevic, Karadzic, these were practicing Christians, but we don't blame Christianity, do we? I mean, and you never hear anything mentioned about anything about religion or whatnot.
Look, we must make a difference between Jewish and Zionism. We must make a difference between, for example, Milosevic and the Serb-like like
people
or like religion. Because Milosevic, he have idea Big Serbia, and he used the Christianity, he used the Serb for his big, and he say, well, the Christ, we make Big Serbia, and for example. And this is what we must make different. Milosevic is not Christian. Karadzic is not Christian. He have political, or he have one idea in his head, and he wants through the religion to succeed with the people, and he used the religion for that.
Now, you have a lot of experience, you know, coming up now. What are some of the things that you've gained in time, with age, with experience? You know, there's a lot of overzealous, you know, people who maybe just take into the religion, and maybe they, you know, end up, you know, they're young, they're not experienced. What advice do you give with all the experience that you've gained over time to some of the overzealous, you know, youth sometimes who might have some extreme approach to religion?
I think if we succeed with the young people to brought them and to be now good Muslim, we can change his beard. We can, he lit beard. He can, we can change his pantalon to be short. But the big problem that changed the man from inside, that's meaning you work with the people, we work with the young people, and the young people become a Muslim. Before Islam, he was in Jahiliyat, and he only changed his outside. He don't change his inside. This is the problem. You know, he still this the same man in Jahiliyat. For example, he drink alcohol. He's not good man. When he change to be a Muslim, he let his beard, he make his short, his pantalon short, but he don't change his behavior. We have a problem that in the face you must change your behavior to be good Muslim with akhlaq, with your hikmat, with your family, and after that you can make succeed in your outside.
Tell us also, you've also have had some controversial things that have come up in your time, you know, and can you explain, you know, put things in context, how you went from having an actual citizenship here, and now what's going on now with that?
The problem is come after 11 September, when they all the world is against Muslim, and We here in Bosnia, some of British of United States or European country in Bosnia and Herzegovina, that these people who come to help the Bosnian people must get out. And they have only one way: take our ship, our citizenship from us, and kick us from out of Bosnia. And they succeed in some case of that. Alhamdulillah, I can use I use the right to go to Strasbourg. Strasbourg stopped my deportation to my country, to Syria, and I am think now succeed. I was about 7.5 years in the immigration center, but after that now I am now in with my family, and it's so difficult. But everything they make it traded the national security of Bosnia and Herzegovina in the secret. Tiny dokas, how to say?
Proof.
Yes, in the secret proof. I don't know why I am danger, but you are danger only for that reason.
Now, one of the things that we over at the Dean Show, we try to dispel many of the myths, misconceptions and whatnot. And one thing that, you know, nowadays many people associate many of some of these fringe elements like Daesh, some people say the Islamic State, we call it the insane state, right? And many of these groups that might do some things opposite to Islam, what do you say? Do people try to link you, or do you have any affiliation with such, you know, radical groups or whatnot? Have you ever been labeled with any of these extreme radical elements?
My opinion, it's that jihad before 20 or 30 years, it's not the same jihad now. Because in the time of for example, Sheikh Abdullah Azam or another people before him, they was a real mujahid. That's meaning you must look for everything around of you. Not you are, for example, ISIL, and you make Khilafat, you make Khalifa, and you can do everything. We don't accept this way of Islam. This, I think, ISIL, it's make it, somebody make it ISIL to take and to kill the Sunnah in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, etc., etc. They make excuse that the people come, make Khilafat, and after that, they come to kill the Muslim. We must open our mind. We must open our heart to see the truth. ISIL, it's not our way of Islam.
So this has this is something that you have no part with, nothing to do with at all.
I saw before now, and I said before that, we don't accept, and we in Bosnia, we have some people like that. He want to behavior like that. We kick them out of jihad, our jihad, because you must be the right way of Sunnat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ashabi and Tabi'ina. And we don't accept this way of jihad like ISIL or etc., etc., etc.
What other advice do you give, you know, from the things that you've seen living here in Bosnia? You've been here for how long now?
It's about 30 years. I come here in 1982 in ex-Yugoslavia. And I think you can succeed with the people, with your behavior. It's better for us to be da'ya without to talking, and the people to see the change in your behavior and the Islam in your behavior, is then to talking thousands of dars with thousands of sheikh to come to talking. If you behavior like a Muslim, a real, it is very difficult to behavior like a good Muslim in Europe now, in for example, now in Bosnia, with your mind, with your family, with your cousin, with your neighbor, to behavior like a Muslim, it's better than to talking about Islam so much, because the people want to see example how the Islam is living, not in the book.
There's one thing that many people are confused about, is that now you're someone who is kind of without an identity almost, you know. What's your situation now, and is that going to change at all? You went from someone who was given by the former president, I believe Ali Izetbegovic, you were given, you know, citizenship, you were welcome. What changed? Did you do something? Did you piss somebody off? You know, did you upset somebody that now that all of that's been taken away? You sat in jail for 7 years?
7.5.
Yeah. Did you make a mistake? Are you sorry for it? Fill us in.
I think this is example for me and another brother. Did we come to Bosnia in the name of Allah to help the Muslim or the people of Bosnia? If you come in the name of Allah, you don't be sad because you lost your citizenship. You don't be sad because they put you in the jail. You don't be sad to take you everything because you come here for La ilaha illallah and Allah be happy or Allah be zadovolan.
Happy
with you. This is the question. If you come for that, it's no problem. Take citizenship, take it. Want me kick out? Kick out. But I will still a Muslim and I like our brother Muslim. And another time, if they need to come to help the Bosnian people, I will come to help them because Allah ordered me. Not Aliyah, not Bosnian people, etc., etc.
Can you summarize the things that we went over, if you remember? And it's unique to you not only speak English, but you also speak fluent Bosnian. The points that we went over, can you kind of summarize them? And also, you know, for the Bosnian viewers that are out there that are going to probably watch, can you say what you said, the questions I had, can you summarize it and repeat it in the Bosnian language?
In the Bosnian language. Okay. Assalamu alaikum, braća i sestra. Molim Allaha prvo da nas uputi na pravi put svima. I želim da kažem jedno moje iskustvo. Vrlo lako ti možeš sa ljudima da uspiš kroz svoje ponašanje. Jer to ljudi voli da vide. Voli da vide islam, voli da vide Kur'an koji hoda, a ne Kur'an koji stoje na rafu ili stoje u ladici. Ako uspimo kroz naš život sa babom, mamom, žena, komšija, sa ostalim ljudima, da ponašamo kao pravi muslim, jest teško, jest ima problema, ali ako uspimo kroz toga da pokažemo da smo mi pravi muslimani i da izdržimo toga, veruj mi, ljudi će promijeniti. Ali ako želimo kroz silom, kroz neki moj mišljenje, kroz moj, da kažem, samo tako, verujte mi, neću to uspjeti kod ljudi. Pokušajte da vi budete ono primjer, da ljudi dođe vas tražiti, jer vidi u vas primjer islama i muslimana i primjer Muhammad sallallahu alejhi ve sellem ili sunnet Muhammad sallallahu alejhi ve sellem ili Kur'an koji hoda, kao što je na zemlju, kao što je bio Muhammad sallallahu alejhi ve sellem.
You have any last suggestions, comments, or anything as we wrap up this interview that you'd like to say, a message that you want to give out, and you can do it in English and Bosnian.
Make dua for our brother in Syria, in Sham, in Iraq, in everywhere, that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the power that to be patient and to change himself. If we don't change ourselves, we cannot succeed. Another thing, to our naša braća u Bosni i Hercegovini, držite islama, držite uđe Allaha, jer samo taj uđe, s tim uđe možete uspiti.
Thank you very much. Jazakallah.
Well, yeah.
So can you elaborate on this? So he's never been officially charged with anything, nor was, so now what are the restrictions put on him? He's never been tried of a crime. There's no,
yeah, what we already know from talking to him a few days ago, that basically he was in prison. Similar thing what happened in US with Patriot Act. There was some new laws passed which approved the government to put people in prison without any firm proofs. So that's what actually happened to him. And even after he got out of prison, the Prime Minister of Internal Security, he said that he was in prison under secret evidence. And this evidence was refused to be shown even to his lawyers, to anybody. So there were never any charges that were raised against him or any convictions, nothing. So that's why he's out of prison today, because it's out of any law in the world to keep somebody in prison for 7.5 years without any charges, without any procedure. So that's possible here in Bosnia, because Bosnia is not in European Union, basically, where you cannot keep somebody for 30 days, maybe, I think, or 60 without process.
Is it true that he was very good friends with the former
President Ali Izetbegović and some of the Grand Muftis of Bosnia, they never really had a problem with him, and they were close friends with him. Is that correct?
Ja isto znam ono što nam je bavo pričao. Ja sam bila djeca,
you were young with him.
Znam samo da je bio PR u svojoj jedinici u kojoj je bio u ratu i da kao takav bio u prilici vrlo često razgovarati s njima, naravno, i da su bili apsolutno dobrim odnosima, da nismo ono kakvih problema čitav.
Did he pay all his parking tickets? Did he get any parking tickets? Was he ever a threat at all in the neighborhood? Did any neighbors complain about him from
znači,
the smallest?
Apsolutno nikad nisu imali, niko nije imao nijedan prigovor na njega. Uvijek je ono, baš naprotiv, svuda kuda se kretao, sve komšije, svi njegovi prijatelji uvijek su ga onaj voljeli i podržavali, i to se zapravo najbolje vidjelo kad je izišao iz zatvora, kada je otišao prošetati čaršijom, da smo ljudi ono prilazili, salamili se s njim, podržavali ga, i to ne samo muslimani, ne samo bošnjaci, nego apsolutno svako koje je znao šta se tu sve dešava. Ja sam čak svjedočila tome u svojoj redakciji, gdje imam ljude iz cijele regije iz Srbije i Hrvatske koji su i kroz mene i prateći tu priču stvar shvatili što se tu dešava i da su ono svi zajedno navijali da izađe što prije i da smo svi apsolutno radili na to. Tako da to je stvarno na precijenju.
So basically what you asked now, lastly, he never had any conflicts with neighbors.
No tickets. Parking tickets that he didn't pay?
Nothing. So, and he actually had really good support from all his friends and neighbors or even
people that vouched for him, that he was of good character, a good citizen.
Nujaima just told us in the end that she works in Al Jazeera, which is international corporation, media corporation, where she had contact with people from Serbia, Croatia, who followed his case through this period because she worked there. And they all supported this and trying to put this pressure, social like pressure of the environment to the government to let him out of prison sooner. So, and when he got out of prison, he was really greeted well with people who are Muslims and who are not Muslims also, who would understand what's happening. And this is just like some strange political story.
Is there anything that the community at large can do to be a voice for someone who seems like is pretty much being oppressed?
Pa jedino što je nam recimo s vremena na vrijeme nedostajalo, odnosno njemu vjerovatno, je biti što su nas, ali dobro, to sve tako treba da bude, mi to razumijemo, da su neki prijatelji koji su bili cijeli život s njima, recimo, izbjegavali da odu kod njega, izbjegavali da ga posjete, i onda smo i mi čak pitali kao djece šta mi možemo napraviti da ti pomognemo. Mislim, tu si ne možemo te izvući odatle, šta možemo napraviti. On je uvijek govorio, možete završiti svoje škole koje ste počeli, možete biti najbolji. I stvarno se to pokazalo, mi smo to uradili, završili smo fakultet, sestra i ja, i magistrirala sam i zaposlili smo se obje i oni završavaju, idu dalje u školu, svak svoje ganja i stvarno se pokazalo da upravo to da mi radimo na sebi i da smo mi njegovi najbolji ambasador vanje. I to je ono, to je jedino što mi možemo napraviti. Isto tako, očekivali smo od nekih njegovih prijatelja da mu dođu u posjetu, nikad nije došao jer su se bojali, ne znam, vjerovatno šta će biti poslije. S druge strane, došli su neki ljudi za koji nikad to ne bismo očekivali, našli su način da odu gore da ga posjeti. Da mu olakšaju taj boravak gore. I to je ono što mi kao društvo u stvari ne radimo, mi ne podržavamo. Mi sjedimo na Facebooku, na Twitteru, na Instagramu i tu pišemo, a kad treba otići konkretno nekom pružiti ruku, donijeti mu sok, čokoladu, što bilo to ne radimo. I to je ono, to je naš najveći problem. U biti, kroz priču se ne radi ništa, nego primjerima je konkretno.
So, basically, Jim is showing us how this tribulation that happened to them showed them also the faces of many people that were around them. There were many of the very good friends of her father that never even came to visit him while he was in prison, which surprised them because they were probably afraid about political consequences at their positions. You mentioned earlier that he had some also government people from the government who were his friends who supported him and had meted with him during the war many times because he was PR of this group in the war. So after, when he was in prison, these people were never there to support him, to even visit him, bring him chocolate or something, embrace him. And then on the other side, he had some people who they would never expect that would come and find a way to visit him, to give him some support. But In all in all, what she is saying to us that them as the children, as his children, were thinking how they could help, and their father was always telling them the best thing you could do is to finish your colleges, to go finish all the education, be the best you can, and it proved to them that this is the best thing they could do. But to do something directly to help and to bring some awareness, to press the any system to protect this injustice, that wasn't out of anybody's reach.
Is his door open for people if they want to come talk with him, hear his story, via from, you know, whoever in the world wants to come and just meet him to see what kind of person he is?
Of course, our doors are always open and everyone is welcome to come and to sit with us, even a coffee or something.
So before we end, is it pretty much that if he basically has a home but he doesn't, this is where it's, like you said, it's very confusing. Is it where if a country now, let's say someone's watching this, someone who runs a small country and they wanted to accept him, can he go to that country? Mm. How does it work? Is he restricted here?
On je kao imao šansu kao još neki ljudi kao, da ode u neku treću zemlju. Međutim, evo imamo sad primjer Fadila Alhamdanija koji je prihvatio pa otišao u Švicarsku i sad kad je kao prošlo 5 godina zabrane ulaska u Bosnu, sad ponovo hoće da ga deportu u Bosnu. Iz Bosne ga ne bi naravno pustili, nego bi ga deportovali u Irak, tako da ne bi ništa napravio. Mm-hmm. On je odlučio da je ovdje došao svojevoljno i da će se ovdje boriti da dokaže da je on u redu, mm-hmm. da je okej, okay, da nije napravio nikakav
jer
problem. Jer
on ima Bosna podrijetlo.
Upravo tako, mislim, on je ovdje došao 83. ima 18 godina, on većinu svog života ovdje živi, no on se na kraju krajeva sad više osjeća kao Bosanac nego kao Arap. On više neke te karakterne osobine kod nekih Arapa više ne prihvata baš tako kao možda neko ko je, mislim, ko je takav. On je više Bosanac nego Arap. Htio to prihvatio, ne to je sve tako.
So basically she's saying that the situation is very complicated because there are some people who were in similar situation and then they were chosen to be exported to Switzerland, and then after 5 years when this period of prohibition to be in Bosnia expired, then they again deported them out of Switzerland to Bosnia. So basically it's really confusing, the situation, playing with these people. So then one of the guys, the same guy, was then being exposed to be sent back to Afghanistan, which is, we now know, very unstable and dangerous area. So, and her father, she's giving us another more background on him. He actually came to Bosnia in 1983 when he was 18 years old. So imagine if somebody lives in US from 1983. By now he would be long-lasting and standing citizen of US. And here in Bosnia, he doesn't have any papers or cannot prove that he is Bosnian, that he has all the rights to be here when he's married, has kids, and been living here for how many, 30 and more years now. And she's basically saying that he is now more Bosnian than any other national. So he has full right to be here and live in Bosnia.
Any closing comments or any thing you want to let us know?
I'm happy you came here. You are welcome in Bosnia, and you can always come to meet us, and our doors are open and they're welcome.
Thank you very much. Can you translate that? I'm joking. All right. Thank you guys so much. Jazakallah. Thank you.
Yeah. Wake up! There are over 300 million Americans that don't know what Islam is. This is why we are opening the Deen Center, the first of its kind, 35,000 square foot Dawah Center and Masjid to show America the beautiful message of Islam. Inshallah, with your help and donations, we can close on the property, launch nationwide Dawah programs, a state-of-the-art production studio for online content, and an on-site Dawah center to show what true Islam is. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.